USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A key part of President Biden's agenda now on hold. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announcing Friday that more time is needed to pass the Build Back Better bill. Tennessee Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn tells Fox News that Democrats should realize Americans don't want this $3.5 trillion bill to pass.
And the American people have decided that this socialist agenda is about tearing down this country. It is about stripping our institutions, federal control of our schools and of our health care, closing our churches.
She adds people are furious about inflation, specifically gas prices. Speaking of inflation, it's now at a 30-year high. The federal government's Bureau of Economic Analysis announcing Friday the cost of goods and services rose 0.4% in August. The rate of inflation over the last 12 months is up to 4.3%. Market Watch reports that's the highest since 1991. This is USA Radio News.
You know, a lot of times you have to choose between something high quality or something that saves you money. But if you can get both, why not? Especially when it comes to health care. And that's MediShare. You get both. The typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And that's huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. It's because MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge PPO network, so yeah, really, you could save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. If you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here is the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A possible breakthrough in treating COVID. Merck and Ridgeback Biotherapeutics announcing Friday a new pill to treat the virus. The company says molnupiravir can reduce hospitalizations or deaths by about 50% in mild to moderate cases. USC Dr. David Agus tells CBS News how it compares to monoclonal antibody treatments.
It is very similar to the results with monoclonal antibodies. The difference here is that it's an oral pill rather than an intravenous or a shot in the arm. So it makes it much easier. You can give a patient with mild symptoms this pill and say go home, and then they will significantly reduce hospitalization. So this is a big step forward.
Merck says it plans to submit an application for emergency use authorization from the FDA as soon as possible. The company hopes the pill can be available by the end of the year. Another provocative act by North Korea. Leader Kim Jong-un announcing Friday the country has tested a new anti-aircraft missile. This is their second missile test of the week and seventh of the year. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says officials have reached out to North Korea, but there has been no response. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
While North Korea may not be talking to the U.S., there are plans to re-engage with South Korea. Wendy King has more.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un said that Pyongyang would restore severed communication lines with Seoul in early October. In a speech delivered to North Korea's parliament, Kim said he wanted communication channels restarted to see the recovery of the North-South relations from the present deadlock. Kim said that the progress depends on the attitude of the South Korean authorities, and he noted that the North has neither aim nor reason to provoke South Korea and no idea to harm it. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
California will soon require students to get the COVID vaccine. Here's Brad Bernards.
California will soon require all students in both public and private schools to get the COVID-19 vaccine once the shot is fully authorized by the FDA for different age groups.
Once the FDA approves the vaccination in different cohorts, starting with 12 and above, grades 7 to 12, we will begin to apply that requirement in the next term.
Governor Gavin Newsom announced the new emergency order on Friday while visiting a middle school in San Francisco. The COVID-19 vaccine will now join a list of 10 other vaccinations required for children to attend school in the state. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.